Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the 9 o'clock hour. Get to it a little late, but oh well. So sad. Too bad, so sad. Astros lost again, 8-3 with the final. Have not won two games in a row. Bromber looked bad. Ball was up. They were crushing it. They destroyed him. There's a story out there today that Nolan Arenado did not want to come to the Astros. Because Tucker trade. Because of the he didn't trust the organization after the Tucker
trade. Get lost anyway. No one wanted you either.
Nolan Arenado, you suck. Who cares if you come here? We got Isak. Is your name Isak? No. Isak Nolan Arenado? No. We don't need you. We got Isak who's hitting homers for us, all right? Beat it. And playing a great third base. Yeah, actually, Isak has been a nice plus for the organization so far. Yep.
Yeah, he's been all right. I mean, he started slow, but he's come on better than most. I'm looking up, where do you think the Astros fall on the team? This is team batting average. Where do you think they fall in Major League Baseball?
Team batting average, definitely lower third.
22nd.
Yeah.
22nd. Yeah. Where do you think they fall in OPS?
Wow, there are eight teams worse than them.
Yeah, I expected them to be 26th.
Yeah, 27th.
They're hitting 219 as a team, so it's pretty low.
It's gross.
How about OPS, though?
They're probably around midway.
They're worse than they were, 23rd. They're 23rd
because
there.
They're hitting some homers, but okay.
They're 23rd. Well, so are other teams.
Yeah, I guess.
How about fewest strikeouts? That's something that the Astros were built to do, right? At first, they were Crush City, but then Jeff Luhnow said, okay, phase two, we're going to eliminate strikeouts. We're going to go to a true sabermetrics-driven lineup.
Not happening. They're striking out a lot.
Not as much as you think. 15th.
Yeah, well, that's not great.
No, it's not great. And they played 16 games. Some other teams who have played 17 games. No, it's not bad. It's not bad. 15th, I'll take it.
Yep.
I'll take it. They're disappointing right now.
They're disappointing all
the way. You know, it's not great right now from a team ERA standpoint. Your Houston Astros are 15th. Not ideal. Their WHIP number is you know, their WHIP actually, John, their WHIP is good. Their WHIP is 25th. How is this possible? 1.11 is a team?
Offensively?
No, their WHIP, pitching stats. Oh, their WHIP. Walks and hits per nine innings. How is that even possible?
No, walks and hits per inning pitched.
Yeah, it's only 1.11.
The pitching has been good, dude.
I guess it's been better. I guess it's been better than I think. Yeah, I mean, their ERA is 15th in the league.
Their ERA is, but their strikeouts are
high. They're number one.
Yeah.
They're number one in the league in strikeouts. They've been, and their bullpen has been punching people out at a substantial rate.
If they don't give up a three spot or a four spot, then they're punching people out.
True.
Well, they do give up a four spot, but they struck out the side.
The Astros only have 13 home runs. The Yankees have 32. The Dodgers have 31. The Angels have 30. The Astros at 13. They're 21st in the league in home runs. So, you know, we used to be up there in home runs. We didn't strike out as much. The team pitching right now is hanging in there. The team hitting has been terrible, but got off to an awful start. Let's just see what happens. I kind of want to hold off on everything until mid-June. Honestly, I just want to just let it play out and just see what happens. somebody was, you know, making the point, you all are going to have to eat your words on Jake Meyers. And I said, let's let it play out. Let's see what happens.
Jake is what Jake
let's,
is.
Let's just see. Yeah, it's been 4 years of the same thing.
Yeah.
Let's slow down on crowning Jake. No, Jake is
if
probably.
If Jake hits 250, it's a great year.
It's a great year. If he hits 250 with an OPS over 700, I am legitimately happy with him.
And I believe right now he's at 250, and he's been on fire. So I don't expect Jake to be this good all season long, and he's at 250. So I don't know about this. We're gonna eat our Jake words.
No, but I will be happy. Like I don't have my bar's pretty low for Jake. The Jake Chaz combination, if there is such a thing, it's pretty low. We talked about it in the last hour. This may be the same iteration. For some, they'll be too young to remember the Carlos Lee Astros, but it was after the Astros had a good run and then they tried to keep it going. They paid Carlos Lee. They couldn't get Carlos Beltran, so they added Carlos Lee. It feels a lot like that. There's some of the same guys are on the team, obviously, but it doesn't feel like the same team. And you can just sense that it's trailing off. It's trailing off of the Astros. I think that's a given. However, I do think it's Dana Brown's job to make moves to keep, you know, to give yourself a chance to come back a little quicker. And will that be the case? Well, I think to do that, he's going to have to move Fromber. Because how many pieces do you have right now that have value in terms of that you would be willing to move? And those are going to be guys who either won't re-sign with you or, like, you don't have a lot of commodities left, John. You're not moving Altuve. No one's going to want Jake or Chaz. Yordan's not going anywhere. I don't think you're not going to move any of the players. Your catcher has no value. The players you just signed are sticking with you.
No.
You don't really have a lot. You're not going to move Hunter Brown. You really have Fromber. That's about it. And you need to move Fromber and get a good deal like hopefully you end up getting with Kyle Tucker. You know, that one, we won't know that one for a couple of years. But you may have gotten your a really good player.
Today is a bad time to trade Fromber with a 4.50.
Well, today. Yeah, today. But he'll come back. I mean, he's going to have some bad games and good games. We know Fromber's had a couple of really, really good games, too.
Yeah, right. But yeah, not yesterday, notwithstanding. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got baseball cards out. Did you see this? Action figures. John Granato, man of the people. And
where'd that come from?
Preeminent NFL draft expert.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. Michael sent it to us. If you're looking at.
Is it on Twitter?
It's on. I don't know. There's me and there's.
Well, how did you get it?
I don't know how I got. Michael got it.
Is it a text? Is what I'm asking.
It's a text. Yeah.
Oh, well, then just text it over.
Okay, that's you, preeminent draft expert.
Let's see.
We got trading cards.
Oh no, no, say, I think he
doesn't say Hall of Fame on there. Okay, I don't know who made them, but okay.
Maybe oh, it's
those are our rookie cards.
No, it's AI. You can tell by the teeth. These are AI, yeah. AI action, AI action figure.
They fixed your teeth. You were British, and now
no, they do a weird. The teeth look super weird, but yeah. Ryan LeShane has one where it's an action figure, and it's got OGD in the background, and a butcher knife, and it says something. Yeah, I've seen these things going around. Somehow, there's some AI feature that does that.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. I'm a man of the people, and you're a preeminent NFL draft expert. Mm-hmm. But we're both Hall of Famers. Hall of Fame, which Dell isn't. So two-thirds of the show, at least, which is nice.
You got the Hall of Fame you made it into is worse than the Basketball Hall of Fame when it comes to its standards.
Hall of Fame.
You might be right. You might be accurate.
H-O-F. H-O-F.
G-T-F-O. How about that?
And you know what? A lot of the guys that are going to be at the Insperity. Okay, so it starts April 28th, and it runs through May 4th. It is the Insperity Invitational. It is awesome. Wood Forest National Bank, You got the championship pro-am. You've got the tournament, which is awesome, which has got the best seniors in the world, okay? It's the Champions Tour, and it's at the Woodlands Country Club tournament course, which we had forever. It's where we played the shelf forever, and it is awesome. Wood Forest National Bank is a big sponsor of the Insperity. The Woodlands Country Club is beautiful. This is golf time, baby. We just had the Houston Open. We are going to have the Chevron, and now we're going to have the Champions Tour here. It runs through May 4th, the 28th through the 4th. They've got all kinds of events. It's absolutely free to go to, all right? Parking and shuttle is easy. They want you out there. They got all the sponsors that are providing, you know, that you don't have to pay anything to go. It's just awesome. They honor the greats in golf. Jack has been coming here forever. Arnie was coming here. Gary Player here. I mean, it's been huge, okay? We've had great, great winners here at the Woodlands Country Club. It's time for golf, people, and the Insperity is coming. It's Saturday, May 3rd. You've got the honor of the greats of golf, and it's awesome, awesome, awesome. You're going to see legends here. So you're looking for a great place to go, another big golf event coming here. It's the Insperity Invitational. Go to InsperityInvitational.com, InsperityInvitational.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance, I mentioned Josh Simmons a couple of segments ago. Well, he's a target. He is the Texans' target. What do you think?
Who's that?
Josh Simmons.
No.
No?
No.
Just no.
Not a swarm guy. I'd be shocked if he is. Talent-wise, yes, but I don't think he's a swarm guy. The W is work ethic. No, I think the two most likely are Tyler Booker and Gray Zabel. Gray Zabel for North Dakota.
Not Donovan Jackson?
Not Donovan Jackson. I think Donovan Jackson's possible if those other two are gone. I think it goes in this order. Booker, Zabel, Donovan Jackson is my guess. Josh Simmons has some work ethic stuff, so he either goes like he could be a surprise pick at 10 to the Bears. He's probably the most pure left tackle. Like if the Patriots are okay with him, he could be the fourth pick of the draft. But I don't know that they're okay with him because he is coming off a patella injury and, you know, he has some work ethic concerns, maturity concerns. So if he doesn't go 4, he could go number 10 to the Bears. But then after that, it's just like who's willing to, you know, he's kind of been killed behind the scenes a little bit. So I don't think he falls any further than the Chiefs at 31. The Texans, it'd be great if the Texans had him from a – I just don't think D'Amico wants to go from Laremy Tunsil to Josh Simmons. I just don't see it. I've kind of taken him off the board for the Texans.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be interior. I think it'll be Tyler Booker, the ass kicker, Gray Zabel, the center guard for North Dakota State, and then Donovan Jackson third, who my ratings, I have him ahead of the other two. I would go Donovan Jackson first. He's got some left tackle experience, and then he can play. He's more of a full-time guard. Better athlete than Booker. Maybe not the same. Similar toughness. Tyler Booker's probably the toughest. Gray Zabel's very strong, can play both center and guard. So I think they're going to find a good offensive lineman at 25. I think it's only offensive line. From what I understand, it's offensive line and wide. I think wide receiver could be in play there too if there's a run on offensive line. So it's worth keeping an eye on. There's the Seahawks need a guard. Arizona could take a guard. The The Colts could take a guard, possibly. Trying to remember who else might go guard. I think there's an outside chance the Vikings, but they need safety. So I'm going with teams who are, oh, the Chargers could take a guard. So I don't think I used to think the Texans had to trade up. If they want to get a tackle, they'll have to trade up other than Simmons. If they have Simmons on the board, he may still be there. Josh Connerly will be there from Oregon as a tackle. Needs to get stronger, probably needs a year in the weight room. Kelvin Banks will be gone. Will Campbell will be gone. Armen Membo is going to be gone. So those three tackles are going to be gone. So if you're the Texans, you want to tackle, you have to trade up. If you want to guard slash center, you can probably sit tight.
All right, let's put that guard in at right guard. Let's, I guess, Patterson is the center.
Then you go Juice at left guard, and you go Howard back at right tackle.
Well,
I don't think so. I think you go Juice.
I think Titus is going to be
left
guard.
My guess is Titus left guard. Yeah. Juice will be center. Of course, he and Patterson will probably have to battle for the position. I don't think you just give it to Juice. So you make those two fight for it. Right guard would be your first-round draft pick. And, yeah, and I guess Fisher would be your – Oh, no. Wait a minute. Fisher's your right tackle and Cam Robinson's your left tackle?
Okay. I guess. What about the
– Lakin Tomlinson?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's play that game. Lakin will go – left guard, let's go Donovan Jackson starting left guard. Right guard, Lakin Tomlinson. Center is the battle I talked about. Right tackle is now Titus Howard. Left tackle is Blake Fisher. Hmm. Or the winner of Blake Fisher versus Cam Robinson. I like that better.
Mm-hmm.
I like that better. You got competition at center. You got competition at left tackle between a pass starter. So Blake Fisher has not been a left tackle.
You don't see Trent Brown making the team?
Well, he could. He could. But he's older, way heavier, and teams that have had him have not been very crazy about him. I think Trent Brown is in there for – remember, Green Bay – I think New England gave him a good contract, and then he just – crap the bed in New England. So I don't think there's a belief that he's really going to work real hard to get in shape and stuff like that. So, no, I don't think Trent Brown's a factor. I don't think he's a factor. They'll probably keep four tackles, I guess. But I expect Cam Robinson to be one of them. Blake Fisher's one. Titus Howard is one. Now, if Titus Howard has to play guard, then that means that you did not draft a guard in the first round, and that means that you've got, you know, you've got either Lakin Tomlinson or Ed Ingram starting at one guard spot. Neither one of them's a particularly good pass protector. So, I don't know. It's not – I didn't think they could fix it in 1 year, but Fisher – Blake Fisher playing well is a big piece of the puzzle. If they can get a good season out of him, oh, my gosh, it changes everything. You don't have to have the same, you know, concern at tackle. So, if you can get Blake Fisher to play well – then it really opens up a lot for you. But I still wouldn't mind getting a center or a tackle in here. I'm not sure Juice is going to – I don't think Juice Scruggs gets to a second contract, to be honest.
Here's ESPN's depth chart. Here's the starting line for the Texans on ESPN. Cam Robinson at left tackle, Lakin Tomlinson at left guard, Jarrett Patterson at center, Juice Scruggs at right guard, and Trent Brown at right tackle. Blake Fisher, Ed Ingram, Titus Howard, all on the bench, backups.
Huh. Well, let's see how that
ESPN
works.
They don't may know something you don't
they
know.
They don't know anything that we know.
Titus is, wow, he's fallen from grace. I mean, wow. Cam Robinson and Trent Brown starting at tackles. Oh. My God.
That's not
all right. You got, we got to go because you got,
well, we'll see.
Aaron Taylor coming up?
We'll see. I texted him, but Aaron has notifications silenced.
Okay.
So he may be on the West Coast. So we'll just play it by ear. We'll just do our show and see what happens. Maybe Aaron Taylor comes on. Maybe he doesn't.
Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But I know one thing is happening at Chastain Ford. I know employee pricing is happening, and I know that's kind of a big deal. I know that's important. I know this about Chastain Ford. I feel like I got employee pricing, and I didn't. I didn't. When I was buying mine, I got rebates and I got stuff, but I felt like, wow, you guys treat me like I'm an employee here. I'm not. I wasn't. This is different. This is better. I loved my deals at Chastain Ford, and this is better. Okay? Employee pricing is always better. Employees get a better deal than people who aren't employees. They just do. And right now is employee pricing, and it's going on, and it's going to be going on for a while. And you got some time, but I wouldn't take my time because cars go off the lot. If the 2024 trucks are still there, the F-150s are still there, you're getting the best deal you could possibly get, okay? You're getting the best deal on the 2025s as well, but they got to get those. Here's a little secret. They got to get those 2024s off the lot. They can't have them, okay? And they're making deals. And with on top of employee pricing, what? You're getting the best deal that you're going to find. No add-ons, no markups. It's just the best deal you're going to find in the city of Houston. I love Chastain Ford. I buy my vehicles there. I'm going to continue to buy my vehicles there. I want you to buy your vehicles there and love them too. ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So this just came across my timeline.
We're going to have Aaron Taylor join us, but he's asleep on the West Coast, I think, because he's got notifications on. So he'll probably text later like, dude, I totally forgot. So we'll get him on.
Oh, he's on the West Coast, but he can't get up.
Exactly.
Somebody's not dedicated.
I'm so not looking forward to that. There's nothing I can do because John does it like every week he wakes up and does it. And I'm like, man, I gotta do this.
This is a problem. If he had made friends with like Brian McKinney would be available. But Brian, he made friends with
Brian McKinney.
He made
friends, the sex boat guy?
He made friends with the Notre Dame offensive
lineman.
Brian
McKinney
so he's
might
unavailable.
Be in jail somewhere.
Excuse me?
Didn't he do the sex boat thing?
He's not in jail.
Was Ziggy
Do
Wolf?
You want to take that back?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Firefest 2, why don't you make friends with him?
No, I'm bringing my own water.
We'll promote that, Lance.
I'm bringing my own water.
Okay.
You do not want to get stuck at Firefest and need water.
Why would you name it Firefest 2?
Name
Change
recognition?
Change the name.
Yeah. No. Do you want...
Change the
no,
name.
No, because people who would go, they love the irony of that. Like, it's actually a smart move.
Such a small... percentage of people.
No, you're not. It's not geared towards you or me or even Dell.
Okay, let's call it New Coke again. No, it's a terrible idea.
That's the irony.
It's difficult to grab the attention of people.
This grabs your
attention. Firefest 2, people are going to, oh, what?
Yeah, I mean, you've got so many festivals.
Why would I go get ripped off again?
Because
this time is going to be fine.
Yeah, you got so many festivals. Oh, you want to be able to say you were there. Are you kidding me? We were at Firefest 2. That's the whole thing. There's so many festivals. Firefest 2 is going to catch attention.
No.
Trust me. There will be a lot of attention on Firefest 2.
Holy
It'll God. Go 100% viral.
Let's do Waco. What? Waco 2. No.
What's wrong with Baylor?
You're
what do you
not,
mean?
John, they're not hiring you to do
promotions.
Marketing for festivals.
Well, guess what? I'm going to bet this is another disaster for Firefest. Okay, that's what I'm betting. Maybe people won't go to prison this time, but it's going to be a disaster.
I bet it won't be. I bet it'll be just a festival.
I'll bet nobody goes. That's what I bet.
Oh, you're 100% wrong on that. There's going to be a lot of people going. You don't understand how young people work. They want to be. That's a place to go. You're going to Firefest 2? Dude, I'd love to go to that. Now, it'll be interesting to see who the acts are.
Yeah, and no, they won't have any acts. They won't have any water, and they won't have any place to
stay. Why would they do that again?
Well, we talked about it last week, I think, or the week before, where they thought it was going to be in one place, but the city officials were like, no, you can't have it here. We don't have any anything that says this will be here.
John, you don't know. It's an electrifying, according to its website, it's 57 days away. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's
a
counter.
Site. Where's the site, Lance?
It's a counter. Fire.mx.
Yeah, fire.mx.
No. Where's the site of the event?
Well, it's supposed to be in Playa del Carmen, but the officials there are like, no, it's not.
Okay.
So where is it? First of all, you can buy the 25,000.
Away and they don't even have a
Would
place.
You like artist access to be part of the creation?
It's 25,000.
It's a sweet site.
Yeah.
If you like the Fuego, you get VIP access, elevated experience. And if you like Ignite, which is just regular, it's only 1,400. I'm going to go with Phoenix, 25,000.
Well, oh, yeah, the kids are all going to clamor to that because they've all got 25,000.
What are you talking about?
1,400.
Yes, they all spend money somehow. It's going to be a lot of influencers.
Yeah, well, Lance, John is winning the battle whether this thing will go on or not. First, they don't have a site. They don't have a site for it.
Pop up.
Also, according to one of the ticketing partners, they took the tickets off the website to sell them. Because they're not sure.
Off of which website?
Soldout.com is the official ticketing partner.
Oh, I can buy them right here. I'm about to buy a $45,000 Phoenix
pass.
And
they took them off the site because they're not quite sure what the hell's going on.
Why would I not buy a Phoenix pass? Well,
why would you not? Well, yes.
Why not? Well, you don't know where it's going to be yet.
That's so part of the allure.
Buy that.
Only the cool kids are going to know.
No talent has been announced for the rumored event yet. I mean, Antonio, look at Lance.
Well, you know what? I'm wrong, Odell.
No talent.
Listen.
Antonio Brown claimed that he'd been booked for the festival, but no one can prove that.
Antonio. Oh, my God.
Yes. That guy.
I just clicked the link that was Explore. What did I just explore? I explored something. It's nothing but a blank blue. I think
Del,
I hit Explore Tickets, and it's off.
Dell, I'm going to admit I'm wrong. Firefest 2 is the perfect
name. When it jumps
name.
Off, and it's the hottest.
It's the perfect name. It's the biggest, another biggest
I think it's a great name.
No
oh, the name
ever.
Is great.
But the fact that they're.
If this bus, you 100% call it Firefest 3.
Yeah.
When you come back. There's no doubt.
Keep doing this.
It's no doubt.
I just don't think they're actually going to have people show up and be miserable for a weekend because there's no place to go.
But it can't be the same money behind it. So who is the.
The
website. Money behind this one?
The website is flashy, so there's money behind the website.
Well.
April. Well, they have about 13 days, April 28th through the 30th.
I'm just going to trust.
For the first weekend, I think, and then April, then May 5th through May 7th for the
now,
second.
Now, you are right. I cannot buy tickets on their own website.
No, they're not selling tickets.
I'm trying to give them $25,000 for the Phoenix Pass, and they won't let me have it.
So you click on something, but you can't buy anything.
I mean, I'm trying to give you $25,000, guys.
No, they don't want it.
I'm
going to
take it out of my home equity.
If they take your money, it's fraud.
Eyelids for Kids is a better organization.
Don't tell anyone. We're battling some legal issues at Eyelids for Kids. Some kids didn't get their eyelids. Eyelids for Kids. Eyelids for Kids.
Do we need to remind people where the eyelids are coming from?
Oh, my God.
Oh, sometime elbow skin.
Yeah, so kids who were.
Other times.
Well, other places. For kids who,
extra skin.
Who were born without eyelids, Lance was heading a charity.
I wasn't heading it. I was a spokesman.
You were taking
if
money.
You got extra skin. You know who could get into this, by
please
the way?
Please don't say.
Is Doc Linville.
Okay,
because
cool.
He takes, he will take, you know, you when you get older, you get more above your eyelashes there. You get more skin. And Doc can help you with that. So maybe he can donate all that skin
eyelids
he's taken
kids,
from people's
eyelids
eyes.
For kids, yes. If you got right. some, you mean the skin above your eyelids? You mean eyelids?
Eyelids, right?
Yeah.
Well, right. So
eyelids for I kids.
Mean,
eyelids
Doc
for
Lindo
kids.
Get in this.
I okay. saw it. Somebody has created an AI image of Texas Tech, and a little person is. It's an AI image. Have you seen it, John? See,
no.
This is what you did. You did this so early in the show about Mike Leach claiming a little person was going to get thrown over the line of scrimmage for a first down. And now people have created AI images of an entire offensive line at Texas Tech and one little person in a Tech jersey.
I mean.
You see the picture?
The formation isn't great. I don't know why he's in front of the offensive line.
He's
going to get killed.
Yeah. AI hasn't really figured all that out yet. AI is wild. The pictures it comes up with, and I mean, look at the little nose.
Listen,
it's really.
From now on, we don't have to. There's no derogatory. We could just say little running backs. Okay.
Is this a special position? No, I don't want to. No, I don't forget it. Forget it. I don't want to ask any more questions. Never mind.
Yeah, don't. You kind of kept this going. You kind of watered it a little.
I asked a couple questions about the logistics of it all, but I don't want to get back into it. Mostly because he had – if you just said random college coach, I'd be all in. But the fact that you have a guy who's no longer with us and it's his idea, I don't know. This one bothers me for some reason. Leave Mike Leach alone.
No. My goodness.
Mike, this is – I'm telling you, I do not – it makes it that much more believable for me. That much more believable for me.
R.I.P. Yeah. The Pirate.
That's right. He's the best. He was the best. He was awesome. I've had a few cocktails. I had a few cocktails with Mike Leach back in the day. He is exactly what you think he is.
I have a good friend of mine.
He will say all kinds of stuff.
How about this? A good friend of mine, he got out of there was an NFL team, and he stopped working for them. We'll just call it that. And he moved down. He decided to go for a summer and live down in the Keys. And he had this lady from Michigan who said, you can have my house. Like, he knew her. I don't know. Somehow he knew her. She was this wealthy lady. And she said, you can stay in my house for, you know, 3-4 months. So he did. He got to be good friends with Mike Leach. And they hung out every day, just hung out and talked. And, you know, would have drinks, would talk, whatever. And he is like, I got to be really good friends with Mike Leach. And yeah. I said, what was that like? He said, it's not an act. He said, no. Mike Leach is, that's how his, he said, some of it is a little bit, he plays it up a little bit. But he said, that's pretty much who he is. Like, he thinks his mind just works way differently. It is kind of a crazy, his background is pretty crazy. He was, what was he, John? He was like, He wasn't even a football coach. He didn't.
He was a lawyer.
He was a lawyer who decided he wanted to become a football coach. Yeah. It's the most. It's one of the most unusual. A Mike Leach documentary would have been great.
Yeah,
it'd have been great.
Oh my God! If you had, well, I mean, there's probably plenty of footage of Mike behind the scenes. There's a guy in Houston named Gardner Parker who was really, I mean, they were tight. And I got to know, well, he lives about 3 houses from Dana. That was just a coincidence. But Gardner and Leach were, and that's where I got to know Leach a little bit through Gardner Parker. But Leach didn't care. You were a football guy, not a football guy, whatever. If you were a good person and you got along, Mike Leach would become friends with people. I mean, it was crazy. Like that person that you said. Stay at my house. Yeah, okay. And we become great, great, fast friends. It's Leach was – he was incredible. He was – everybody loved Leach. Everybody loved Leach. It's a shame. But I do not – I'm telling you, I think it makes the whole thing more believable that Leach is attached to this thing. I don't
– He's not actually attached to this.
Well, I attached him to it. Well, no, that website attached him to it. And I just went along with it.
Why?
Because I believe it. I believe that could possibly happen. It makes it more believable for me.
And Leach never brought this up to you in all the times you had a drink with him? You don't think this would have come up like Dana would have never said it behind the scenes? You know, Leach had an idea. That.
You know, I'll ask Dana.
No. Don't ask Dana.
See, you're doing it, Del. No, this is on you as much as it's on him.
I'm trying to explain to him how ridiculous it is that he's had drinks with Leach. He's close with Dana. You don't think at any point Dana would have brought this up when you guys were drinking together? Hey, guess what Leach said?
Yeah, that's true. Dana's wise enough to know that that's crazy stuff.
Yeah, so he would have brought it to
mostly
you.
Mostly because of the fumbling problems.
No, I'm going to tell you this. Dana will probably go, I don't know, but I believe it. I could see him saying it.
Yeah.
That is true. That's what Dana. I believe it.
I just want to let the estate of Mike Leach know I don't believe a second of this story. Not look at Lance. No, don't. No. You got
to look how easy it would be to fumble.
Can you see what he's doing, John?
Oh, my God.
Fumble. Worst play ever.
Oh, don't do that.
Ball security drills would be out of.
He was Kenny Pickett right there. He was Kenny Picketing. Okay? No. It's,
you got to get through it between these cameras.
Hey,
I'll bet I'll knock a camera.
How
down.
Big
would break
who's
a
got
camera?
Who's got the smallest hands in this quarterback draft?
I can find it out.
You don't know it?
Not offhand. It's not a great class.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess Jackson Dart.
You might be right on that. I have not heard which quarterbacks have the wee hands. It has not really come up in this draft, so it must not be an issue. Kenny Pickett's small hands. People acted like that wasn't a big deal. He's wearing a if you've got to wear two gloves to be a quarterback, I mean, maybe a little bit it's an issue.
Didn't he lead
the league in fumbles?
I thought during the draft process he wound up doing a thing where he was stretching his hands.
He was.
Then he wound up with bigger hands than his initial measurements.
Oh, these are wee. Seth Hennigan from Memphis, almost 8.5-inch hands. Jalen Milrow, sub 9-inch hands. Teeny tiny. Also, lots of turnovers. Dylan Gabriel, 9 1/8. See, now we're okay. Biggest hands. Ooh. Jackson Dart actually 9 3, almost 9.5-inch hands. That's pretty big. Cam Miller, come on, who's the big hand guy? Quinn Ewers. Nope, this doesn't have any. Nobody that you would recognize. Jeff Sims, your guy, John.
Your favorite.
10-inch hands.
Biggest mistake ever. All right, we got a break. We got News of the Wear coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, we got John Daspit.
Yeah, John Daspit is the man of the people. And when I say people, it's people who have been injured or people who have been wronged due to someone else's negligence. Go to the website and go look up all the areas of practice he has to drop down menu, and you can see everything. It's pretty wild, to be honest with you. If you go there, it's DaspitLaw.com, DaspitLaw.com. John Daspit works, and his lawyers, he's got a lot of lawyers. And the reason he did that, and the reason he does that, is because he wants everyone to get, you know, to have the same representation that they deserve. You need someone working on your case where your case is of the utmost importance. You're not a number to them. Because you've got to have someone who is ready to fight the insurance company. Because the insurance company is going to do everything they can to squeeze you. And so you got to have a company that's ready to fight for you for all the medical bills that are to come, like physical therapy, for example, that will continue on. You need to have your money that you miss from work, whether it's short-term or long-term, that needs to be accounted for. And, of course, your pain and suffering needs to be accounted for. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They're the name you can trust, and they are highly regarded here in the city of Houston with more settlements and bigger settlements than anywhere else. It's DaspitLaw.com or go to 713-CALL-NOW.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
The countdown is on. Apparently, we've only got 1 billion years left. Are you guys worried?
No.
Life on Earth, international researchers estimate complete extinction in 1 billion years. You're not worried about this?
Nah, we've had a good run.
Yeah, people have had a pretty good run, I would say. I mean, a lot of people. Some people better than others.
Many, many people.
Many people have had good runs. Others have not. Okay.
What do you think the percentages are? If we go since inception of human beings, people with good runs versus people with bad runs, what do you think? How does that lay out? Percentage-wise, you think it's 55-45, 60-40, good to bad, or is it in the inverse? Like 60% of the people who have existed on this earth have had a bad run.
Okay, so what are the number of people that you know that are good people and bad people?
Well, not good people, but just had a tough lot in life.
That are not bad people.
I was mostly going by how the world has treated them. But as far as good to bad, I know you two. So two out of three, you two are 100% bad people.
No, we're great.
I know
people.
Sean, that's a good person. Yeah. Joe, good person. So that's 50-50.
Joel, which word do you
put? I don't really know Joel. I know
you do.
I barely know Joel.
What about Jeremy? What about Paul Gallant?
Paul, definitely a bad person.
Bad person. Yeah. What about Todd?
Todd, considering
he's an Aggie, good person.
Considering he's an Aggie and, you know, he has some control of my career, good person.
Good person.
Yes.
Okay. You know, the majority of people that you know are just good, flat-out good people.
I think it's maybe 65-35, good to bad.
I think most of the people I know are good people.
Yeah, most of the people. I'm going to go higher good people.
Or not bad people. I won't say good people.
Not bad people.
They're not, I probably only know
not
about.
Evil people. I think there's a small percentage of just
evil. Yeah. Flat out evil, I would agree.
Yeah. Oh, evil people lower. Bad people, I'm going to go like
9%. 9% of the world are evil
people?
Well,
the people who are in my sphere.
You think you know 9% evil people?
No, bad
evil,
people.
Bad people.
Oh, bad people.
Yeah. I think the evil is probably, I probably know 1% of evil people.
You know what? I'm going to amend something. I don't think you two are bad people. You're just not my type of people.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's different.
Yeah. That's fair.
I don't think you're bad.
No, yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. I would agree with that. That we're not your kind of people, which is a good thing for me.
And good thing for me,
which is a positive.
It means I don't ever have to lie about not wanting to hang out with you. It's just, hey, John's not going to ask me to hang out. He knows we're not the type of people who hang out together. It's easy. It's great.
That's right.
Don't even have to lie. Yeah. Ah, John, sorry, I got stuff to do. Sorry. I don't even have to lie.
Yeah. A South African Civil Aviation Authority said a low-altitude helicopter crash was the result of an unsecured penguin. Do you feel like penguins
can you explain
have to wear
that?
Seatbelts? A
unsecured on a helicopter?
Yeah.
Yeah, penguins should have to wear seatbelts. They should be in a cage.
He brought a penguin in a cardboard box. Someone brought a penguin in a cardboard box on the helicopter. And it made the helicopter crash.
Man, these people are so...
Do you feel like penguins have to wear seatbelts too?
Just reckless with this penguin stuff. Yeah. Yes, penguins should be in a cage at least. They should be secured.
A penguin cage?
If it's an overweight penguin, does it have to pay for a second seat?
Ooh.
Wow. Should it have to pay for a second seat? It's a penguin. How's it going to pay for any seat?
I don't know. Why does it need a seat belt then? Why is it sitting in a seat?
Why is it just walking around, flopping around in a helicopter?
That's how you transport penguins in helicopters, and they can freely move about the helicopter?
Apparently, because the helicopter crashes.
Well, why are they transporting it and letting it move around?
Well, he had it in a cardboard box, which
that's not secure.
Cannot hold a penguin.
That's not secure. A cardboard box. It won't even hold a puppy.
No. I think that was poorly planned.
Poor caddying.
There's a man accused of having sex with a corpse on a New York City
subway. Oh, again?
I saw
that story.
Wait. The corpse was on the subway too?
Yes. It had been dead for a while. This is probably the worst New York story I've ever heard.
That is awful.
And they had to catch him, and there were other people on it, on the train.
Just watching it go down.
What is wrong with people?
Apparently,
I'm going to go higher on the higher bad people list.
He apparently went through the corpse's pockets, too, but he was the second person that went through the corpse's pockets.
Oh, well, yeah.
Somebody else stole whatever else he had on.
Now, listen.
But the second guy came up, and on top of the stealing, he decided to have sex.
So the number's higher than 9%, but he's on the evil.
That's an evil person.
You know how many people were on that subway? A lot. A lot of people were on that subway. And only one had sex. But two people actually robbed him, so they're evil.
So it was a man who robbed a dead man and then had sex with the man?
Then he had
That's
sex
what happened?
After he robbed him.
So someone watched this guy rifle through the pockets, then take the guy's clothes off?
There's video of it.
Oh, and then he took the clothes off. And then went on to have sex with this dead body.
Yeah. Not only did he take everything out of his pockets, he took his pants off.
Mm. Wow. Man. And no one was like, hey, come on, man.
Hey,
never,
dude.
Hey, wait until I'm off. Wait until the next stop.
Get in line is what you're saying?
Yeah, this guy got busted.
Wow.
A camera had to catch his, they found him. They got him. My gosh. How is he going to do in prison?
Good police.
Well, maybe he'll fit in.
I don't know where they put that on the scale of things that will get you shanked.
Yeah, I don't know. Having sex with a dead body? I don't know where that ranks.
Guess what you get when you get to prison.
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. How
books.
How do prisoners?
I don't know how, what they the think of that.
What would maybe a prisoner think that, of that?
Man, that dude.
Well, what do pedos get?
Well, he's
not a pedo.
He's not a pedo. He had sex with a dead body.
I don't know where that ranks on the scale. Yeah, like we're saying, I've never heard of
no
it.
No idea what happened.
Not on well,
it's a,
no.
It's a new classification we've never had before.
You didn't abuse any.
How dead is the body? Someone asked.
Oh no.
Good Lord.
What? That's not a
dead
question.
Is dead. Yeah, actually, dead is not dead, but dead is kind of. Yeah. Dead is dead.
Dead is dead in this case.
What are we. I got to say, this has been one of the worst shows that John's ever put together.
What kind of show am I?
One of the worst.
What kind of show am I involved in? What is this? This is what I thought to myself when I was a kid in my bedroom.
Your dad says.
What if
John is a clown?
Why
are your dad so mad like at your career choice?
I was growing up and listening to Lee Hacksaw Hamilton in San Diego thinking, I want to do that. He's talking sports all the time. I love doing this. This is the job I took.
Chargers fans, react!
Yeah. He loved himself some Stan Humphries at the time.
Yeah.
Natron means.
You thought that was going to be your path.
I thought, I don't know about
what. I don't know. If you did throw a little person over a line of scrimmage, would he fumble?
Lee Hacksaw Hamilton never talked about this.
Never. Well, I mean, the hand size does become a problem.
He didn't know Leach, though. That's why. He knew Leach. He'd talk.
Touchdown, San Diego. That's what I remember.
That's what you thought sports talk was.
Yeah.
I came up listening to, Rich and Charlie. Right. Some, you know, Rich and Charlie were at KTRH, and I'm or Jerry Trupiano, and I'm like, yeah.
Who was your idol, John? Who led you down this path that you're doing this?
Bozo the Clown. He was on WGN.
I was on Bozo the Clown.
That's just there.
Well,
you go.
There it is. His inspiration.
He is a Clowndale.
And you
are his court jester.
That's a true statement that was made. I'm going to get that made into a shirt.
I got royalties. I'm making 10 cents off of every shirt you sell.
That's fine.
Okay, but it's sponsored by Eyelids for Kids.
Yep, that's fine. What a shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Eyelids for Kids.
And penguins in boxes. Okay.
Crash helicopters.
That's it. Dell and Sean next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Half of them are good people. Okay, so that's that show. I want to talk right now about Houston Powder Coaters. I know good people when I see them, and I know Robin is a good person. She is awesome. And Robin is a good person in large part because she's honest with you. She will tell you whether or not your patio furniture needs to be trashed or saved. She'll be straight with you on this one, okay? Because she's told people, nah, we can't fix that. You need to buy new stuff. But she doesn't want you to buy new stuff. You know why she doesn't want you to buy new stuff? Is because the metal is not as good. Not nearly as good as metal that was bought. If you've got patio furniture from your mom and dad or even older, that metal is real metal. It's good metal. And they can save that metal. Maybe. So let her be the judge, and she's going to be straight with you about whether or not you are going to be able to save that or not save it. And they'll pick it up, and they'll deliver it absolutely free. And they'll do a great job, and you got to give them a little bit of time. So now's the time to act before we get to really nice weather where you want to be outside eating and drinking and by the pool and all of those things. Houston Powder Coaters is here for you. Been here for a long time. Get all five-star reviews. They're awesome. You're looking for the best way to powder coat whatever it is that you've got, be it new or awful. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.